$100, and the second animal you're giving to Hegdish is only worth $50 or $75. So the Egyptian Hegdish more than a sixth. And I'll tell you the Yepach, change it around to Rabbi Yechanan to Resh Lakish, or to Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan is the one that says, yes, there is a bitul nekach by Hegdish, and therefore you have to pay back this money to Hegdish midiraisa. And Resh Lakish is the one that says no. Resh Lakish says it's only midirabonin. But midiraisa, any type of a sale, any type of a pidyon that's done to Hegdish, the pidyon is chal. You don't have to give the extra money. It's only midirabonin that you have to. So Mor says, if so, but my kemiflagi, what's the machlokes then, Rabbi Yechanan and Resh Lakish? In a case where you made this pigeon, where you had this animal that was worth $200, and you took another animal only worth $100, and you said the kedusha of the first one should go off the second one, what's the machlokes if the pigeon is chal, and that you don't know money midiraisa, what's the machlokes? So I'll tell you a bit of Shmuel, to yagyu on Shmuel's halacha. The yom Shmuel, Shmuel says, hegdish shav amona. If you have hegdish, that's worth $100. Somebody was marked this $100 table to Hegdish. Shechil loy al shavapruta. Then somebody comes and buys it off Hegdish and just gives Hegdish a pruta and says he wants the Gedusha to go off the table onto this pruta. So Shmuel says, Mechulul, yes, midiraisa, the Hegdish is chal, the pigeon is chal. So that's the machlokes over here. So we hold like Shmuel or not. Mar islay de Shmuel, Resh Lakish holds like Shmuel, and therefore the pigeon is chal. And therefore the money you do not have to pay back midiraisa. Omar and Rabbi Yechanan less led the Shmuel, does not hold like Shmuel. Rashi says, Omar less led the Shmuel, kisavri yod kiva diyika yesi mishtus, since what you jipped Hegdish is more than a sixth, lav derech mekachu, that's not a sale. The kiva lagabe mekach lav midihu, since if you buy something and you jip it more than a sixth, the sale is bottom, ka vechilo nami lav midiyobit, to get to Machal, take off the Kedusha of this Chafetz and put it onto something else, you can't do it. Chil has to be like a Mekach. It's like you're buying it off Hegdish. So if only if the Hegdish is Shavit, it's a good Mekach. Not as you're jipping it more than a sixth. So that's Rabbi Yechanan Svar. That he does know from Shmuel. He boy is saying, another Teretz I can tell you is no. That the Kula Yal Mislu the Shmuel. Everybody holds like Shmuel. That the Chil, the Kedusha, goes off the first Chafetz onto the second Chafetz. That's Midiraisa. You know what the machlokes of Yechanan and Resh Lakish is? Like this. Ma sovar, shechilul loy in lechatchilul loy. Shmuel only says, b'dieved, if you made such a chilul, the chilul is chal. But lechatchilul, that's not the way you're supposed to do it. The Rashi says, lechatchilul loy. O devat Torah, ti erkecha shav yamashma. Midirais lechatchilul, when you pay the Hegdish, when you take off the Gedusha, and you give something else in place, it has to be the same value as the first chavit. So if the first chafetz of Hegdish is worth $100, you have to now supply Hegdish with another $100. That's the svar midiraisa. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says that the extra money that you did not supply Hegdish yet, you have to pay. Umas savar Resh Lakish holds no afilu lechatchila. Shmuel's halach is even lechatchila midiraisa. When you pay the, you take off the gedusha of Hegdish and put it onto something else. You do not have to supply all the money back to Hegdish. Chil is not like a pure mekach. I take off the Kedusha and put it onto anything else. That's the svar even lechatchila. If Resh Lakish says you do not have to pay back the money to Hegdish, only midrabbanan you should pay it back. The boy is saying my third teretz is li'erlam really dechteyano. We're talking about over here that you only jipped Hegdish dechteyano exactly 1/6. That's all. V'loy tepach, and don't change it around. Reb Yechon and Resh Lakish. Reb Yechon was the one that said you only have to pay back midrabbanan. Because that our Mishnah says there's no din I know by Hegdish. So it's good why it's only midirabbanan that you have to pay it back, but not midiraisa. So what's Pshat Resh Lakish then? Why does Resh Lakish say midiraisa, you have to pay back the money? I tell you, over the Rav Chisda Kemiflagi, the Yag in Rav Chisda's halacha, the Yom that he says, my ain lehem I know. You know what our Mishnah means when our Mishnah says that by Hegdish there's no pasha of I know. You know what it meant to say? That Hegdish doesn't have I know. He didn't mean to say, like we learned until now, no matter how much you jip him, you don't have to pay back the anor at all. That's not what he meant to say. But rather what he meant to say is, Einam v'teres anor. There's no pasha of anor here. That means not v'teres anor. That means, the afilu pochus mechtei anor. Even if you jip Hegdish, less than a sixth, even the smallest amount that you jip Hegdish, is choyzer. That's what the Mishnah means. So therefore, if Resh Lakish shows that any time you make a pigeon up from Hegdish, and you don't pay him back the exact amount of money, You have to pay back that money, because any little bit of dripping hegdish, it's not chal, it's a bit of mekach. Rashi says, Nice, we have a kasha. It says, ribis v'yoynol hegyit. There's a pasha of ribis. If I lend you money, I can't take back ribis, you can't pay me back interest. And v'yoynol, if I sell you something and I'll jip you, I can't charge you too much. I can't charge you a sixth. These two isurim apply lehegyit. If you sell or you lend money to another Jew. But v'yayn ribis v'yoynol hegdish. If you lend money to hegdish, or you buy something, well, hegdish, there's no pasha v'yoynol. So the chur here at Samashima that when you buy something from Hegdish, there's no dinner nor at all. So the kashan mashlokashan of Chizda, how could you say that it's bottle any little amount? The chur at Samashima, there's no dinner nor at all. So Mar says, that's not a kasha. Mi alimu mimasnisin, is this any more of a kasha than our Mishnah? That a Mishnah also says, eino no lehegdish. The akimna betarisa no. And we said, you know what our Mishnah means when it says, ein dinner no? It means it's not in the terrace of a no of 1/6. That even less than a sixth is bit mekach. So I tell you, hokinam here also. What it means to say that ribis, the dinar no lehegyit, that is alacha dinar no, that up to 1/6 it's mutter. A sixth is also that only applies to a hegyit. He has a dinar no. But the yain ribis, the dinar no lehegdish. When you're doing something with hegdish, either selling hegdish something or lending money to hegdish, there's no pasha of ribis. And there's no dinar no. That means if you sell something to hegdish, you have to pay the exact amount or you buy something. Any little bit of jipping, even less than a sixth, it's automatically boto the mekach. Rashi says, v'yein dinar no lehegdish means, t'yafilu pochus mechtei no zos lechayzer. Even if you pay or charge less than a sixth, still it's boto negei to hegdish. Tatz of chizuz halacha, that's where Rosh Lakish holds. Therefore, Rosh Lakish says, if you make this pidyon and you don't supply the exact amount of money, you have to add it midiraisa. But the Mori Hochi is so, Hainu Diktoni Seifer, is that true that we said in the Seifer, it says in the Seifer, Zeh Choyme Behegyit Me Behegdish, that there's a Chumra of Hegyit over Hegdish. So Chura, if you tell me now that there's a Dinoi Noah by Hegdish, just the Dinoi Noah by Hegdish is stronger, so what do you mean to tell me that it's a Chumra of Hegyit? Smashma, that I know applies to Hegyit, and it does not apply at all to Hegdish. Because otherwise, what do you mean to say these things are a Chumra to Hegyit? No, it's a chumra to hegdish that any little bit is I know. So Mar says true, but I tell you our ribis. That's how we say it's a chaymer by hegdish, all the hegdish, that means only the parsha of ribis. If you borrow money to another Yisro, there's an issue to take back interest. But when you borrow to hegdish, there it's mutter. For the Mar so, listening now me, ze chaymer by hegdish, from the hegdish. I know. So why does, if you're telling me now that the chumra of hegdish is only in ribis, so why does it say the opposite way? It should have also said that there's a chumra of hegdish over hegdish, no geitoy no. So Mar says, "Hochi asked to know what one has to do with the other." Bishleim is zechem behegdish me behegdish. Bishleim is very good. That's what we say. There's a chumra of hegdish over hegdish, no geit to ribis v'sulai, and there's nothing more. In other words, that mechura there's no ribis at all by hegdish. That's good. Ela hegdish for the hegdish, or else v'sulai means this is the only chumra. V'sulai means the better. This is the only chumra there is that we have by hegdish more than by hegdish. Everything else, there's more chumras by hegdish. This is the only place you have a chumra to hegdit over hegdish. Ela, but the opposite way around. You want to tell me hegdish is zeh chaymer v'sulai? Is this the only place that hegdish has a chumra? The halacha v'enor, there are kama v'kama halachas that hegdish is more chaymer than hegdit. Therefore, it's not a kasha why I didn't say it this way. Ribis to hegdish, Nadamur says, ribis to hegdish, hekidami. Where's the case that was saying it's mutter to take ribis interest from hegdish? Elaine, if you want to tell me the oisvei gizbar meyer, the meyevi esrim, if you want to tell me what, that the gizbar lent out money, $100 of hegdish's money, I'm not to get back $120, and that's mutter. For at the gemara of yaloi moyel a gizbar, what's going on here? How does the gizbar have a right to lend out hegdish's money? It's also bano. Elamai, the gizbar made a mistake about it. It's over in Isamila. And Rechivan Shemuel, as soon as he gave out the money, that's over in Isamila, Mola Gizbar is Yotzu Moisa L'chulin. Then the money right away goes out L'chulin. So then there should be an Issa Ribis on it. So here's the case that by Hegdish, you're allowed to take Ribis. And Rashi says, well, Moel, Shoytzi Moyas Hegdish L'chulin. Loi Hechnes Tachteyim L'Hegdish Klum. You didn't pay back anything right now. For Shaygugu Etzloi, Kisav Shemutim, Mishum Scha Hegdish.
Like, you thought he's allowed to do this? You thought Mishum Tzcha Hegdish. Since Hegdish is making money on the deal, he thought you're allowed to do this to Hegdish. So it's called a Shegeg. But really, though, it's a Din Mila. So therefore, the money goes out to Chulin. So now it's called like a loan of Chulnika money. So it should be Yasa. You never let a Hegdish. The money belongs to Hegdish now. Rashi, we have a Hegdish. Whose Hegdish is? So give the Rashi says. Shri Olav L'Shalom the Hegdish, Karen L'Chemish. There's the money now, like it's privately owned money to the Gizbar. So it's like the Gizbar lent you from his own private money. So he's not allowed to charge interest. How could he say, you're allowed to take back 120 for the 100? That's an it is, an it's a ribis, mechover l'chover, not the Hegdish. So my answer is, you know what we're talking about over here? We're going to kibble Olav L'Sapek Siltois, a person accepted upon himself to pay money, to pay the flour for the menachis. Rashi is talking about skinon, haidiktoni, ain ribis lehegdish, lav bahal vokoi. It's not going to be lending money. You can't lend money shall hegdish. Ela behedyet shekibul moyes min alishcha, min agizbor, a hedyet, a regular person, accepted money from the lishcha, from hegdish's money, lesafek siltois kol hashana, to supply flour to the base of Migdish for the menachis. Shel tzibor, en aboyim soy b'sela. He accepted upon himself that every sell you give me, I'll give you back 4 saws of flour. That was the deal. For Hukru, later on the prices went up. The Omdu Misholos soy b'sela. And it came out now that you only deserve to get 3 saws of flour for the dollar. So in such a case, Yilu hedyit, vaya hedyit, also lifts like our parents. Vaya hedyit, you're not allowed to do such a deal like this. I can't make up a price right now until the main price comes down in the marketplace. The Khan here by Hegdish is Mutta, Afil Lo Yotza Shar, even though the main market price didn't go out yet. Hadayin Liarba, even though the main market price is not yet £4 for the dollar, still you're allowed to make up this chum. That's the heter of Hegdish over Hegdish. It's more like this, again. Going to Kibbalo Love, Lesafik, Siltois, May Arba, you accept it upon yourself now, like you're the supplier of flour to the base of Hegdish. And you made up a deal that for every seller they give you, you give back 4 pounds of flour. Now,
no matter what the price is.
The Omdu Misholosh, and it came out now that the price came out to be, you only get the prices, you only get 3 pounds for the dollar. So Lohar is Maspik Mayarba. He still has to pay back to Hegdish the original deal, 4 pounds, which looks a little bit like ribis. Still, for Hegdish is Mutta. What about the other way? Misholosh, he accepted upon himself to pay Hegdish 3 pounds to the dollar. The Yomdu Meyarba, and it came out later that now for a dollar you get 4 pounds. The Lacher is Maspik Meyarba. He has to pay back to Hegdish the 4 pounds to the dollar. Why? The klal is Shiyad Hegdish Al Elyona. The hands of Hegdish is always above. This is a chiddush here. That even though by a hedyit such a thing would be yasa, it's like Mechse Keribis. Looks like I'm giving you more because you let me use your money in between. But I call upon him by Hegdish, who make her. That's the klal here, there's no diribis. By Hegdish. We have Papa and Papa says, Hocha b'avnei binyan, we're talking about that the bricks that you build the base of Hegdish with, ha-mesuras la-gizbar askinon, that was given over to the Gizbar. Kiddush Shmuel, we go like Shmuel, the Yom HaShmuel, boinin b'choyel, the yachal kachem akdishin, that they used to build the base of Hegdish with the bricks that were first chulin, and first after they build it, then they will matish it. So Rashi says, the Teretz says, we're talking about a regular loan. He lent you money over here. The Yosef May, he lent you $100. The May of Yes, and the payback $120. Ayu, the Kashlach, you had a question. Halei Moel, when he gives you the money, the Hegdish's money is Nissan Milu right away. So it comes out to be money shall hedge it. So Terah says, no, here we're talking about the Avnei Binyan Askinon. Shehil Barak Gizba Mehem Lehedge it. The Gizba lent these stones, these bricks to hedge it. The ain len mila. There's no Issa Mila on it yet, because it's not really Hegdish. The ain ala gizba l'shalem ela shliach bialmo. It's only a shliach bialmo. The yama shmuel boinim b'choyot yeshem boinim b'nyon Hegdish ohoyu kainin avonim v'yatit mimoyes Hegdish. When Hegdish used to buy the bricks and the cement to build, they didn't buy it with Hegdish's money. Kadesh lo yavoyu umnin v'yom lide mila. Nor the people working with it should not be over in Issa Mila. In Yashua Laim, if they'll sit on it in between, they bought it on credit. It's choyl. Until they build it in the wall. And after they build it, then they made it a Hegdish. Yeah.
So Mela, here it's not called Hegdish, therefore there's no Isamila. This is the case that Hegdish has a right to lend out $100 worth of bricks. Al Manasat, you pay them back 120. Because the Maestro, what you're paying back now goes to the Gizba, goes to Hegdish. It doesn't go to private, it goes to the Beis Hamikdash. So for the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to lend to get back ribbis. Now back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ein ben tashlume kefil. That there's no pasha of yistila or shor shal kefil. There's no pasha to pay back kefil to Hegdish. How do we know this? Tana Rabbanin. How called the Vav Pesha Klal? How shor v'yachamor al sel yasama prat? How called the Vav Shiyoy Mechoz of a Klal? Yeah, it's going back to the whole Mishnah. But the Mishnah said that, again, Shtarois, Avodim, and Karka, and Hegdish doesn't have kefil. It means if you steal a Shtar, or you steal an Eved, or you steal Karka, or you steal from Hegdish, you don't have to pay back kefil. How do we know this? So we dash in the Klal of Prata Klal. It says, Akol Dabar Peshat Klal. Al Shor V'Yachamor Al Se Al Salma Prat. Akol Aved D'Shiyomer Chodzor Klal. The klal is klal, the prat to klal, iata, then elekena prat. You only can learn out from here something that's like the prat. What does that mean? Uma prat mufurish dover metaltol. These things are salmo, shore, are things that are movable. The goofy moment, they themselves are worth money. The shore itself is worth money. The clothing itself is worth money. Is out called dover metaltol, anything else that is steel, that the ganav has to pay back kefil, it has to be a dover that's movable. The goofy moment, and the thing itself has value to it. Yotzu karkoi shen metaltlin. So it's excluded karka. If you steal karka, you don't have to pay back kefil, because karka is not movable. Yotzu avodim and eved kinani, even though it is movable, but shukshla karkois. And eved is always hukshla karkois. With the chalte moisam, it has loch like a nachla. Yotzu shtoris. If a ganef steals shtoris, afa shafa pisha metaltlin, even though you can move it around, but ain't gufe moment, it's not has any value to it. Therefore, since it's not gufe moment, therefore, the locher is, there's no din kefil. Hegdeshus, how do we know if you steal from Hegdish, you're a ganav from Hegdish, you don't have to pay back kefil? Or makor, the pasuk says, Riyayu. If you're going to marry Riyayu from your friend, which means Riyayu below Hegdish, only if you steal from your friend, there's a pasuk to pay back kefil, but not from Hegdish. But then the Mishnah says, Lo teshlum medal v'hei, which says it means by a shor that belongs to Hegdish, if you steal it and then you shecht it, you potch medal v'hei. My time, what's the reason? Again, we always dashin, Tashlumi Dalad Veheyom Rachimonu. For Loi Tashlumi Shloshov Yabo. You only have to pay the complete 4 or 5. Here, since there's a posit that you remind from Kefil, when you're going off a shore shall Hegdish, you're potted from paying Kefil. Once you're paying from Kefil, you can never have the key of Dalad Vehey. It'll only be Gimel Vadalad. And Gimel Vadalad, you don't have to pay. So therefore, even though there's no special need for the Dalad Vehei, but once you don't pay back Kefil, automatically we know you don't have to pay if you're gonna for Mochar or Tofach, you don't have to pay the extra 3 or 4. Shoy Mechinam Eina Nishma. Also, the Mishnah says that Shoy Mechinam also doesn't have to swear on these things, on Karkoyis, on Avodim, on Shtoris, on Hegdish. If he's a Shoymer and then something happens to it, he doesn't have to swear to free himself. We know how do we know this? Tana Rabbanan. Kiyiten isha reyeyu, that's a klal. When you kabel shmira, anything you get, you become a shemir on it. Kesef or kelim prat, it says you receive money or kelim utensils. Then, begonim beis ish, bechoser a klal. So klal should be lishmar. On the side says, the girsa gemar and shuva says, the pasuk says then lishmar, not begonim beis ish. But then it says, lishmar, choser klal, that's again a klal. So again, the klal is that klal or prat or klal eina todan elokeina prat. It can only learn out like the prat itself. Maha prat, just like the prat. Mefurish dovra metaltal explains the thing that's metaltal. The gufi mumin, and it itself is mumin. So afko dovra metaltal, the gufi mumin. Or shomer is only kabbalah shmira on something that's gufi mumin and that's metaltal. Alright, turn over. So if so, yamaha prat. Before is Java Matalta of Gufi Mamin, Af called Java Matalta of Gufi Mamin. Yotu Kakoris, it goes out Kakoris over here, Shane and Matalim. Kakoris are now movable. There's no partial of Shomrim on Karka. Yotu Avodin, Shokshula Kakoris, and Evet Kanandi is like Karka. Yotu Shtarois, Shaf or Pisha Matalin, but ain't Gufi Mamin. Hegadesh is no Gufi Mamin, it has no value to paper itself.
It's only a raya proof to get the money, but not the actual money in the paper. Therefore, it doesn't have a loch of shemrim. And kakois and hegdeshes or makru again reyayu. Is a pasha shmira hita nisha reyayu. But reyayu v'loshel hegdesh. There's no pasha shemrim if you accept something to watch for hegdesh. Then noise sachar in the mishalim. If you get paid for watching it, and then it's nignavo, you're put one of these things. Minor and Amelia, how do I know this? Because the first psukim is only yipata from Shemachinim. How do we know even pata on Gnei B'Veda if you get paid for it? So, the Tana Rabbonin, Ki yita nishu riyayu klal, chamor or shor yisir prat, v'chol v'ayim alishmar chos haklal, yisro klal haprat haklal, yatadana klein haprat, I can only learn out, kein haprat, ma haprat mufurish dover metalkos on this movable, v'gufim amin, avko dover metalkos v'gufim amin. So again, yotzo kakoyish, and a metalkolim, yotzo avodin, shukos kakoyish, you have to start with a vision metal to make up a moment. Hegdesh, son, a crow, yeah, yeah, v'loshin legdesh. You see, the chorus of Chiddush, you see, you need a special posik that there's no din, shrei mesocha. Right, huh? Then it says, shrei mechina, meina nishpa. We remember, I have a question, is this true? We have a locho, b'nei yu'ir, people from the city, she sholchu eshikleyim, now in Adda, they collected the machsa shekel, and they sent it up to the Beis HaMikdash, v'nignivu, and it was stolen from the shliach, or yishod v'as the shliach,